Hi everyone, my name is Liam, and today I'm going to talk to you about a thrilling excursion I recently took to an ancient fortress located on a remote stretch of the coastline. Most of my friends naturally assumed I was heading there for a relaxing weekend break to get away from the city, but the actual reason for my trip was a photography project I was working on for my university degree, focusing on medieval ruins. Getting to the site was quite an adventure in itself. I had read on a travel website that the vast majority of tourists leave their vehicles at the modern visitor centre at the bottom of the hill. However, that was completely full when we arrived because of a local festival, so we were kindly allowed to park our car at a local farm about 2 miles away instead. The journey on foot to reach the fortress was genuinely spectacular, if a little scary. We initially thought the designated path would take us safely through a dense, dark pine forest. Actually, the trail led us right along a terrifying cliff edge, with the ocean waves crashing against the rocks far below us. There was a sturdy wooden fence for safety, but it was still quite a nerve-wracking experience. As we carefully made our way along the path, I was incredibly eager to get my first proper glimpse of the ancient structure. I'd seen numerous professional pictures where it looked very imposing against a clear blue sky. But on that particular day, the fortress was entirely shrouded in thick morning mist, which honestly gave it an incredibly mysterious and almost ghostly atmosphere. Once we finally made it safely inside the main gate, we had to decide how to explore the vast site. I normally prefer to just download a standard audio guide to my smartphone to save a bit of cash. Instead, we decided to pay a little extra to be shown around by a local historian. That was a great decision, as he really brought the history of the fortress to life with his fascinating stories about the people who lived there. He took us around the exterior fortifications first. You might logically expect the enormous iron gates to be the most impressive part of the castle's defences. In reality, it was the sheer scale of the defensive walls that completely took my breath away. We learned that they were over 5 metres thick in certain places, which is astonishing. Then we went into the interior of the main building. My younger brother, who was travelling with me, was absolutely desperate to go down and explore the damp underground dungeons. I wasn't so keen on doing that, and I found myself much more drawn to the beautifully restored banquet hall. It had these magnificent wooden carvings on the ceiling that I spent ages admiring. The rugged area surrounding the fortress is also renowned for its unique wildlife. After the tour, we spent ages scanning the sky with our binoculars, desperately hoping to spot some rare sea eagles. We didn't have any luck with those, but we were absolutely amazed to see a small herd of wild goats nimbly scaling the steep rocks just below the fortress walls. You have to be careful, though, as the climate on the coast can change incredibly rapidly. The local weather forecast had confidently predicted a gentle sea breeze for the entire afternoon. We were caught completely off guard when a sudden hailstorm struck out of nowhere. We were forced to run and take shelter in one of the old stone watchtowers for 20 minutes until the harsh weather passed. Before we headed back down that precarious path to the car, we stopped by the small gift shop near the exit. I briefly considered purchasing a heavy history book about the region's architecture, but I really didn't want to carry it all the way back. Ultimately, I settled on a beautiful replica silver coin as a memento of the trip. It was a truly unforgettable day out, and I highly recommend visiting if you ever get the chance.